at the end of Knockala Special Stage 9. There is a delay of about a half an hour or more for the cars, but it's been a fascinating race, and the times that the competitors, particularly the top 10, are putting in is absolutely stunning. It's top class rallying here in the Northwest, and one of the best stages of the world in Knockala, in front of thousands who are in there in the stage watching this race develop. And at the end of the second run round, the Mighty Classic, Matt Edwards and David Moynihan continued to lead in their Ford Fiesta Rally 1. But they weren't the fastest in there. Callum Devine with his navigator Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions, and the brand new Skoda, 10 minutes 01.4 for Devine. Edwards' time was 10 minutes 02 dead. So that means the advantage at the head of the field has been reduced slightly to 13.9 seconds. Callum McCourt remains in third position, 10 minutes 05.4. But the competitors that are sitting between third and sixth place, the four drivers, were separated by just 0.4 of a second in Knockala. Fascinating rally. And McCourt was 05.4. Marian Evans in the Yaris, 05.3. Josh Moffat, 05.9, and David Kelly, 05.8. Brilliant racing by those four drivers in there. Declan Boyd in the Citroen, 10 minutes 10. He beat his son Michael, who's in a Polo, by another 4 seconds, or just over 4 seconds. Michael was 10.14.2. James Ford, unfortunately, hit Bales in there, and it looks as if his rally may be over. Gary Jennings had to knock a few of them out of the road with his Ford Fiesta. He lost a bit of time, 10 minutes 21.4. Kevin Geller also had to slow a bit, but he was really on it, so he was in that Darien, 10 minutes 8.2. Declan Gallagher, 10.21.8. So those are the times of the leading crews coming off at Knockala. But what a race we've had, and what a performance by those drivers who were separated, four of them, by just 0.4 of a second over the Knockala stage, which was absolutely brilliant. But in the overall standings now, as they head to stage 10, Matt Edwards in that Fiesta leading from Callum Devine by 13.9 seconds. Cahill McCourt in the Fiesta remains third overall, 28.9 seconds down on the leading duo. Marian Evans is in fourth position. Jared Conway is navigator in that Toyota Yaris. They are fourth, and they lead now by 3.6 from former winners Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in a Citroen, with the Polo of David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan, who have had a very, very good morning, which included a fastest time over Gary Gort earlier in the day. They are sixth overall, and they've got a 25-second cushion on Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in the Citroen, and he leads his son Michael by 46 seconds. Dermot McCafferty on board the Polo, their eighth overall. Kevin Geller and Ryan Moore, they've moved up a couple of places. They have moved into ninth in the Darien, and they are the leading two-wheel drive car. They're leading the modified section. As I look down, the difference now between Ben Gallagher and Ryan Moore is over half a minute. It's about 35 seconds or thereabouts. That's the difference in the class. Gallagher on the road has an advantage of 2.9 seconds over Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in the Fiesta. The other Gallagher, Declan, he now sits in 11th with Stuart Darcy in 12th place. Darcy is 5 seconds down on Declan Gallagher, and Darcy lost 3 seconds to Gallagher in that stage. So that's the overall standings. The cars are now leaving here at the end of Knockala. They're making the short trip down into Kerrykeel, where they're veering off left into the Gary Gort stage, and then after that they'll be back in service, and that will bring us to the midway points of the Donegal International Rally. It will be half time in this event shortly. Still to come this afternoon, we've got High Glen and Lochkeel. Both of those stages will be done twice, but a reminder to those who are out and about on the roads in between stages, and those that are in the stage, that you have to obey the marshals, follow the rules, obey the officials, obey the Gardaí, and if that is done, everybody will have a safe rally, and we're going to try and get this rally back on time. They think they can crawl back some of the time that they lost earlier this morning, maybe in service later. Yes, they are running behind time, but they hope to pull some of that back. But again, a safety message, just obey the marshals and all the officials, and everyone will, of course, have a safe event. But as they go to Gary Gort, Paul, Matt Edwards and Callum Devine are fighting this out at the head of the field. The difference now is 13.9 seconds. The advantage remains with Edwards.